Those Shoes by Marba Boeltz, illustrated by Noah Z. Jones, and read by Gabrielle. I have dreams about those shoes. Black high tops, two white stripes. Grandma, I want them. There's no room for want around here, just need, Grandma says. And what you need are new boots for the winter. Brandon T. comes to school in those shoes. He says he's the fastest runner now, not me. I always was the fastest before those shoes came along. Nate comes to school in those shoes. Antonio and I count how many times Nate goes to the bathroom, 7 times in one day, so we can walk up and down the hall real slow. The next, Alan, Jacob, and Terrence each get a pair. One day, in the middle of kickball, one of my shoes comes apart. Looks like you'd use a new pair. Jeremy, Mr. Apley, the guidance counselor, says. He brings out a box of shoes and other stuff he has for kids who needs things. He helps me find shoes that are my size Velcro, like the ones my little cousin Marshall wears. They have an animal on them from a cartoon I don't think I've ever watched. When I come back to the classroom, Alan Jacoby takes one look at Mr. Alfrey's shoes, and so do Terrence and Brandon and everyone else. The only kid not laughing is Antonio Parker. At home, Grandma says, how kind of Mr. Affley. I nod and turn back. I'm not going to cry about any dumb shoes. When I'm writing my spelling words later, every word looks like shoes, and my grip is so tight on my pencil I think it might bust. On Saturday, Grandma says, let's check out those shoes you're wanting so much. I got a little bit of money set aside. Might be enough. You never know. At the shoe store, Grandma turns the shoes over so she can check the price. When she sees that, she sits down heavily. Maybe they wrote it wrong, I say. Grandma shakes her head. Then I remember thrift shops. If there's a rich kid who outgrew or got 2 pairs for Christmas and had to give one away, we ride the bus to the thrift shop. Black cowboy boots, pink slippers, sandals, high heels, every kind of shoes except for the ones I want. We ride the bus to the second thrift shop. Not a pair of those shoes in sight. Around the corner, a thrift shop, I see something in the window. Black shoes with 2 white stripes, high tops, perfect shape. $2.50, those shoes. My heart is pounding as hard as I take off my shoes and hitch up my baggy socks. How exciting! Grandma says, what size are they? I shove my foot into the first shoe, curling my toes and get my heel in. I don't know, but I think they will fit. Grandma kneels on the floor and feels for my toes at the end of the shoe. Oh, Jeremy. She said, I can't spend good money on shoes that don't fit. I pull the other shoe on and try to walk around. They're okay, I said, holding my breath and praying my toes will fall off right there and then. But my toes don't fall off. I buy them anyway with my own money, and I squeeze them on limb to the bus stop. A few days later, Grandma puts a new pair of snow boots in my closet and doesn't say a word about my 2 big feet shuffling around in my 2 small shoes. Sometimes shoes stretch, I say. Grandma gives me a hug. I check every day, but those shoes don't stretch. I have to wear my Mr. Alfrey's shoes instead. One day during math, I glance at Antonio's shoes. One of them is taped up. His feet look smaller than mine. After school, I head to the park to think. Antonio's there, the only kid who didn't laugh at Mr. Alfrey's shoes. We shoot baskets. A loose piece of tape on Antonio's shoes smacks the concrete every time he jumps. I think, I'm not going to do it. We leap off the swings. I'm not going to do it. We race the end of the playground to the other. I'm not going to do it, I say. Do what? I said, breathing hard. Grandma calls me for supper, and I invite Antonio over, too, after he spies my shoes. How come you don't wear them? Antonio asks. I shrug. My hands are sweaty. I can feel him wishing those shoes were his. That night, I wake all for a long time thinking about Antonio. When the morning comes, I try on those shoes one last time. Before I can change my mind, the shoes are in my coat. The snow is beginning to fall across the street on Antonia's apartment. I put the shoes in his front door, push the doorbell, and run. At school, Antonio is smiling big with his brand new shoes. I feel happy when I look at his face, mad when I look at Mr. Alfrey's shoes. But later, when it's time for recess, something happens. They're everywhere. There is snow. Leave your shoes in the hall and change your boots, the teacher announces. Leave your shoes in the hall. That's when I remember what I have in my backpack. New boots. New black boots that no kid has ever worn before. Standing in line to go to recess, Antonio leans and says, "Thanks." I smile and give him a nudge. Let's race. The end. Hope you enjoyed.